One of the guys talked about how you give the whole team energy. They feed off your energy. When you turn and yell at the dugout, you feel that emotion and fire. It kind of spreads throughout the team.
Yeah, I think that's part of who I am for sure. I always trying to find ways to keep the team going. It doesn't matter what it takes to. Obviously, I was trying to get good at bats and strike out twice, but my focus was on winning the game and keep the game online. And they kind of came back, but our energy was still there. To win the game, and I'm glad that we got a nice answer in the eighth.
After all that happened in the past
2 weeks,
how good was it to get that?
Oh, that felt amazing. I think that's my second curtain call in my career. The first one happened in 2016, my first at bat in the big leagues. And did it happen anymore all the way until tonight? And that felt pretty special, feeling the energy of the people around here, all the fans, the fan base, and playing here. Just it felt great overall.
I think you took like 8 steps before you started running off the first home run. Is that as well as you've hit a ball this season?
Yeah, I think I hit some baseball harder than that. But that one felt great. It came at the right time, the right moment. First pitch changeup, first and second, and I was not expecting to hit a ground ball right there. I was looking for something up in the zone that I can drive, and I'm glad that I got some mistake. And I walked it out because I felt good. I wasn't even to left field. I was straight center field. I was long gone. Everything started in the clubhouse. I think day in, day out, we come here trying to make adjustments and talking to each other about game planning or what do we see different with each pitcher and what our plan is. And coming in today, we were together on game plan facing Urias. The first time around, he was really good, and then we were waiting for him to start making mistakes. The second time around, he did, and I think once you see a player having a good at bat or a long at bat, that's really contagious. Instead of just swinging the first pitch or hitting a ground ball, but like I said, like I've been saying the whole season, we start making adjustments during the season. We have to keep improving ourselves and keep making adjustments throughout the whole season. So tonight was one of those nights that we made adjustments and it paid off. I mean, they came close, but we were still winning. So we all tried to keep our composure really good, and we did. I think the positive vibe is always all around the dugout, and we care, and that's one thing that I love from this team. And we are trying to win every series, so one game at a time, not trying to win it all at once. that was a little different from last year. Watching him from the opposite dugout was like it was all right. They all come together, but this year is kind of different because of myself. I mean, I'm all different. Whenever I do something good, I just try to pass it around, try to put a good energy out there, and. It's just so good when something good happens. So I'm really excited. I play with my emotions. I play with my head on fire. That's not a secret. And I think that's one thing that makes me better.
How did you come to the
Oh my God, I have a long history about that. I have a lot of people on my first team that have me. I have meeting after meetings after meetings after meeting, trying to take my emotions away. And I tried once, and then I wasn't good at all. I was playing like crap. So I talked to the president of the Chicago Cubs. I was still Epstein and said, "Hey, that's not me. Let me play like I do. Like, don't bother me. Let me play. I'll be myself out there." And that happened back in 2019, and I pick up. I have a really good season. So when it comes to people telling me to quit my emotion or take it away, that's a no for me. I was like, don't go there. Don't go there, because that's one thing that makes me good. What do you mean? Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of different personalities here. Obviously, I'm way different, and they had embraced my energy really good, and that's a good way to put it. Whenever I do something funny, they're all laughing, they're all talking about it, and that's good. I mean, I don't want to be there just. I just hit a homer and just dead. I just like, we have to celebrate because we lost a lot in April and in May. We turned it around. We've been playing really good baseball for the last 2 weeks, and we had to celebrate the good moments.
You said in Chicago that when you threw your hands in there, the dugout responded to it. So you can't do it. Like, you've got a reaction out of the dugout right away.
Well, I found myself doing it, and I didn't even know how or why. But the whole dugout was there for me, and I love it. And ever since then, I know that those guys have my back, and I have their back. So we're a team. Like I said before, we winning and losing together, and making adjustments together. Man, I was still celebrating. Don't get me wrong. I was like still yelling around, saying some curse words, and I was like. And then I don't remember who. They say, "Hey, they want you out there." I said, "Where?" The curtain call. I was like, "Okay, yeah, let's do it." So yeah, I got really excited. I read the situation. I knew Almonte was coming in second and third. They weren't like game close. They weren't pitching to Goldschmidt right there. They probably were looking for a ground ball to make a double play and keep the game online. I was like, that got under my skin. I put an extra focus on it, and I was just trying to hit something above the infield. I didn't expect to hit a homer, so I think I guess that's a good thing. Just to keep it simple and don't try to do too much. Go a little slower than that. I mean, winning is amazing. I'll be honest. Winning is amazing. When you start winning, you have that energy, you have that the right composure and the right mindset to go through our business. It's really contagious. And at this moment, we are playing really good baseball. We're coming from behind. We're scoring a bunch of runs, and the pitchers are doing a great job keeping the game online. That's something that I expected to be in this club. That's why I came here, because I see him from the other side, but now that I'm here, it's way better and enjoyable. It was good. I mean, the first time I was like, I have a lot of thoughts, you know. I was like, I was kind of nervous. It's going right, you know. We want to do good. But he's a great guy, great human being. He made adjustments in the second inning. He started hitting spots and finding weak contacts. And that's what kept us on track. I mean, he did a really good job all the way into last inning. And I'm glad that I would get to catch for Gwen Wright in his last year.
Does the curveball look different catching it as opposed to trying to hit it?
Yes, I mean, for sure. He got me a lot of times on curveballs, and he threw one today at 63. They got me, like, I was, like, jumping. But, man, he's one of those guys that can do that, that comes with experience and a lot of games under his belt, and I'm glad that I'm here for him.